92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Yeah, this is Art.
Hey, man, this is Paul Mendenhall at WTTS Indianapolis. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I thought maybe you'd sound groggy, but you sound like you've been up for a while.
Oh, no. I got a two-year-old, and I'm getting ready to drop her off at school, so I get up every morning about 5:30.
I hear her in the background. Now, how many is this for you, Art?
It's my second.
Second? Okay. Now, your first is a daughter, too, right?
My first is a daughter, and she's about to graduate high school, and she's going to college next September, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that it's already time for her to graduate.
Tell me about it, man. I'm looking at her having another kid 15 years later. You know, it's not one of those things that I think you plan in life, you know? It's just... My baby's in the back going, blah, 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 blah. All right. Be quiet, please. Just one more minute.
Let me slide in a couple more because I know you got to get your daughter off to school here. The album In a Different Light. You went back and you redid some of your old songs and you put a whole new kind of spin on them. What was your motivation for doing that?
To be honest with you, it was from like fans writing me saying they wanted to hear different, like the more live versions of songs. You know how if you've been in a band or a relationship or anything for 20 years, you have to start changing things around a little bit to make it exciting, you know, just a little bit. You don't want to lose the idea of what the song was all about, but you want to make it more exciting. So our live arrangements have changed over the years, and that's kind of what this documents. And we do it with more acoustic instruments as opposed to big electric guitars.
Is that the kind of sound that you usually take on the road? Do you follow more of that model than, say, the originals?
No. Well, the arrangements might be, but not the electricity. We're a rock band, man. We're loud and proud, and we have no problem playing rock and roll. We like it loud.
I saw you a few years back at the Rock Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. My daughter was there dancing on stage. That's when Anna was like about 13 or 14. She was taking pictures on the side of the stage. That was a great time. That was a trip me and her went on before the boys caught up with us in D.C. And we went to all the Smithsonian and just had a daddy week, you know. It was really cool.
You're coming here to Indy. And then I saw that like 2 weeks later you're doing something for NASCAR down in Charlotte. Are you like a race fan or just coincidence?
Just coincidence. I'm more into the Indy cars and the Formula One and stuff like that than I am into the NASCAR. I really love Indy. I've played events at Indy like this is the kickoff of the week, but man, I would love to go to the race sometime. I've never been.
You've got to do that. It's spectacular.
When I was a kid, you know, growing up like probably you did, I used to watch the Indy 500 on Wide World of Sports.
Hey, Art, we're looking real forward to seeing you here. Weather forecast, I think, right now is clear and about 70, so we should be in good shape for that.
Awesome.
And I really appreciate you taking some time out of your morning to talk to me.
Thank you for calling, and I hope everybody comes out for a rock show. It'll be a lot of fun.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.